Hi, welcome to the gaming room. I'm your host, Griffin. Today we're going to be talking about Minecraft. Now, Minecraft has been going up in stock value lately, and I wanted to make an episode about this. So, if you haven't read the channel description already, this podcast is about the economy of gaming and video games and how they're doing currently in gameplay. So, if you do want to play them for yourselves, we will give an honest rating. So, today's guest is Risky Beast Rat. He plays Minecraft for a bunch of servers, and he's all out kind of a Minecraft veteran right now. So, welcome.
Thank you for having me on the show, Griffin.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Can I tell a little bit about myself?
Yeah, go ahead.
My name is Risky. I play Minecraft. I have my own server, Discord server for my server. Please join. We'll have a link for that in the description. But I am a Minecraft player. I've been playing since I was four or five, I think. I am currently 10, and yeah.
All right. So we're gonna start off with the 1.17 update here. What are your thoughts on the 1.17 update? I know that they didn't release the actual caves and cliffs update part in the 1.17 update. They're gonna do it in 1.8. What are your feelings about that?
I think that's kind of stupid because they said that they were gonna add it in the 1.17.1 update.
Yeah.
And I really think they should have just done it then, which I understand. They wanted to just, for some reason, they said to get the holidays, and why not? Well, that's what they said from when I read the thing that said that they're not going to upload it until 1.18.
Yeah, and I understand that, because they want to spend time with their families. They've been working on this all year. But, can you at least, give us a warning, not before the day of the release, maybe a little bit sooner? That's the thing that I'm mad about. And another thing is that it's they added a couple new blocks and changed the textures. And it's is that really necessary?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Just the change a little bit of texture maybe just made the game a bit more realistic. Because when I take off my texture pack I'm using right now, it looks a bit better. But they really just did nothing. They added, three mobs. That's it. The meme mob, which is the goat. The M-E-M-E for me. I call it the meme mob. I don't know why.
And also the warden. The warden is also a hostile mob.
Yeah, but I think they've kind of tried harder and just update, just put it in to get it over with. I think they should just put the caves and cliffs update all together in one just to get it over with, so they don't have to do it later. Because from what I've learned in life, always do the one thing, so later you do the hard thing first, so later you don't have to do it. That's not how I learned it. It's just the way I'm trying to put it to just make it understand.
Yeah. So, lately with Minecraft, there has been a new hacking client, called Phobos, and it has recently shut down Hypixel a couple times now. And a new update with Minehut. Minehut servers are having problems where they are connecting with other Minecraft servers, making them glitch out, causing them not to be playable.
Didn't that happen on your server as well?
Yeah, I tested that on my own time. I bought a Minehut server. So they're usually free, but you can buy more slots. And it didn't work the first couple times, so I just bought a couple more slots, and it actually connected. I got to a server that just shut down, And then I made that, and then it automatically connected it to that server. And I was like, how do my friends join? They can't. It's like, it's not working. So, yeah, that was a recent bug that's happened with Minehut. But I think it's all fixed now. So you guys are good to go.
That's been happening to me recently. I tried to join my friend's Minehut server today, and when we were playing, it said logged in from another location for both of us, and then when we logged back on, all of our stuff was gone, and it wasn't the normal spawn. It wasn't the normal world at all. So I think ours swapped. I think ours swapped as well, just like swapped with someone else's.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they could fix that, and I think they could fix that, but it's been happening for years now, and I don't think they're ever going to fix it, to my opinion. I don't think they're ever going to fix that.
Yeah, but, so, Minehut is the best of the best on free servers. They have solid plugins that you can get, and it's probably just the best customer service after all. So if you want to get more bang for your buck, then I recommend that you actually just rent out a server. GG servers is the number one, but it's really not. It's like the customer service is okay. It's not very good, but if you can get the right people, it's amazing. But after all, it's super buggy. You need a lot of staff help to actually get your server started, because in the first time that I got a GG server, it would not start. It said that I needed like this thing, I needed like this new plugin thing, and it's just all out not very good service. So, don't go to GG servers. I recommend you should put in some more research into that. It'll help you a lot. So, with that being said, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Have you ever wanted a good texture pack?
Yeah, all of my texture packs suck. I tried so many, but I can't find the perfect one.
Well, we got you. Red Wolf Texture Packs is a simple, lightweight texture pack that's simple and easy to install. First, you have to go to Media File and download the actual file. Then you just have to put it into your Resource Pack folder. But you can unzip the file if you want it. That means you get automatic updates and you don't have to download new versions. The pack is a simple pack, so it doesn't take up a lot of space on your computer, and also it looks very good. We've got a lot of ratings and a lot of people like our stuff, so check out Planet Minecraft for that. It is just Red Wolf Texture Pack on Planet Minecraft.
How much money do I have to spend to get the texture pack?
You don't need any money. It's free. But donations are accepted if you would like to donate. It helps out a lot, and we thank you.
Ooh, I'm going to download this pack.
Go ahead.
Thank you so much, Red Wolf.
No problem. Just here to do my service. Hi, welcome back to the podcast. After that short break, we are now going to talk about the actual stock. Now, just real quick, as a reminder, what's today? Friday, July 16th, 2021. So, on Thursday, July 15th, at 9:30 a.m., the stocks were high. And then they came crashing down around 4 p.m. to its lowest. It was at pretty high, now it's low. That was just my stock value. But yeah. Some of the shares that are down are Amazon, Costco, Berkshire Hathaway, Apple, Disney, Facebook, Lactate, or Johnson & Johnson, Nike, and Minecraft, and Tesla, and most of the global jets, and Vanguard.
Now, Griffin, my question is, why are all these big companies, like, these are really popular companies, and like Tesla, it's Elon Musk, and I know plenty of people that own a Tesla. When I'm down with my dad driving around somewhere in the middle of our town, all I see is Tesla after Tesla parked or driving, and I'm just confused how all these big businesses will go down, or like Nike. Nike's a big shoe company, or I don't know. Company, and I don't understand how they will go down. In Minecraft, I understand how they will go down, but how would all these other companies go down? And I don't know what to call it now.
Like stock value.
Stock value, yes.
Well, yeah.
My mind is blown.
Yeah. So, what happens is, they have a certain share. So Tesla, hold on. Let's get the info. So, Tesla, a share is $644, and that share is down $6.38 right now. So, it is $6.44 currently, but if you bump that up, $6.38, you would get, well, around $700. So, if they lose the more like value they lose, the more they go down in value, and that's how much you lose. So really, that's what just happens there. But some newer news is that you should, if you want to invest in Minecraft, you should invest in Microsoft. Microsoft is the brand that owns Minecraft currently. So, you could get a bunch of Microsoft, actual stock value, but you can also get Minecraft stock value. But you can also just buy from regular Minecraft. If you are younger and you want to start investing in stocks, Stockpile is the way to do it. It's easy to use, and it's kid-friendly. This is not an ad. I repeat, this is not an ad.
Oh, also, I have one thing to say.
All right, go ahead.
Parents, if you don't want to hear any of this, please get off, because we might swear a few times, but yeah. I had to say that because I have been warned about you. People have been warning me. You try to do podcasts, but you swear. But they're usually funny when I listen to them.
Yep. So
that's why I had to do the disclaimer.
So so the Minecraft stock currently, Microsoft. You can just type in Minecraft, and. So MSFT is Microsoft. So MSFT. So Microsoft has all of these different stocks. They have the actual Microsoft stock, they have Halo, they have Minecraft, and they have Xbox. You can invest in any of these, but the Microsoft actual thing is all of those combined. Now, the actual Minecraft stock currently is down about 28 cents. Shares are $280 per share, so pretty low for Minecraft, I would say. Let's take a look at how far it's been in a month. So, on June 17th, it was $256.07. But today, currently, July 16th, that's what it is, yeah, July 16th, it is up $20, and then it came down, and that is in the course of a month. So, I say you should start investing now, before it comes all the way up, and it's hard. So, when Minecraft first started out, really, they were, like, it was really, really hard to, like, start. Not a lot of people came on, and then it actually picked up. It was kind of hard to start because, like, in a couple days, like, it's kind of hard to do that and get a lot of people on your video game. So yeah, it was kind of hard in the beginning, and then it just came super easy. And, Notch, I think, yeah, Notch sold, Minecraft to Microsoft for $3 billion. $3 billion. Wow.
That's a lot of money. I think if I was a game owner, I don't think I would sell. I think I'd just sell for like 50K, which I do understand. Because Minecraft, when it started to grow, when Notch sold it to Microsoft, the game was starting to grow really fast. So I do understand why he would sell it for that much. But it's just, that's just absurd. Like, $3 billion. Billion, am I correct?
Three billion. Billion? Yep.
That's just obscene. That's like Elon Musk's Teslas, or like counting all the money he gets from Teslas a day from selling Teslas, or Elon Musk building the flamethrower and then sending and then a few days later after they all ran out, sending a effing car to space. That's just, I get that vibe when I hear $3 billion for a game. For some reason, that's the vibe I get. But it's Notch, and yeah, I don't know why he did that, and I'm quite confused, but okay.
So, here's my advice. If you're gonna buy Minecraft, you should do it now. It's only getting higher. So yeah, that's kind of my pitch. Invest in Microsoft and invest in Minecraft. Microsoft, let me see here. Microsoft, you should be able to buy in it like pretty soon. It is down right now, fortunately, so you can buy it now and it will go up eventually. Some off-topic stuff real quick, just in the thing of stocks. American Outdoor Brands is the top loser, so you could invest in that, and when it comes up again, you could have a lot of money. Top gainers, shouldn't buy a lot of those because if you can buy them when they're low, then you'll be golden and you'll be rich. So yeah. My rating, an honest rating of Minecraft, I'll give it four and a half stars out of five.
For just the way it's turning right now, or from all the time you've played?
Well, all the time I've played, like, I'll give the app, like, a 4.5 star out of 5. I think there's some things that need to be worked on, but overall, it's pretty great.
I give my overall experience a 9.5, but from the way Minecraft is turning right now, all I've been really doing is playing on my server, because a lot of servers I plan are going with it, so I think I give it a 4 out of 10. Because I still like it, because the goat. That damn goat is just... I have one at my house, right? I'm in Minecraft server house right now, sitting there. So post it on Reddit and just get views and like, I like goat.
All right, so that'll be it for today. One more quick thing. Just another word from our sponsors real quick. Red Wolf has a download link and everything in the description. So yeah, it is ran and owned by Luck May Have It, a community Minecraft player. Go ahead and follow him or subscribe to him, like all his stuff. You know.
Isn't Luck May Have It you?
No. I'm Ape with a Thumb.
What?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm Ape with a Thumb.
Okay. I thought you were Luck May Have It because you sound like him, but it's okay.
Yeah, no, I'm Ape. I'm Ape with a Thumb.
Okay. I'm
sorry. Yeah. I have an Ape skin. Yeah. Alright, well, that's all for today. And I'll see you next time.
Thank you, Red Wolf. And thank you for having me on the show. Thank you for having me on the show, Griffin.
Yep, my pleasure. This podcast is recorded and produced by Griffin Y. Our special guest today is Risky Beast Rat.
Hello.
Sponsor are Red Wolf.
I would like to thank Red Wolf for helping us with this podcast, sponsoring all of us. Red Wolf is a wonderful pack. I thank you all. Suck, and you're trying to find that one pack. Red Wolf is not a complete pack yet, but we'll be very soon. We are hoping to get it out, Red Wolf is hoping to get it out in the probably in the next 3 months, as we hope. So please go donate to them and give them all your